I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia has arrayed enough military forces along Ukraine's border to provide Moscow with a complete range of options, including moves short of a full-scale invasion. Earlier Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin told French President Emmanuel Macron that the West had failed to consider Russia's key conditions of halting further NATO expansion, stopping the deployment of alliance weapons near Russian borders, and rolling back forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and NATO have rejected those demands. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia doesn't want war, but sees no room for compromise on its demands. In a break from the past, the U.S. and its allies are increasingly revealing their intelligence findings as they confront Russian preparations for a possible invasion of Ukraine, looking to undercut Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans by exposing them and deflecting his efforts to shape world opinion. The White House in recent weeks publicized what it said was a developing Russian false flag operation to create pretext for an invasion. Britain named specific Ukrainians it accused of having ties to Russian intelligence officers plotting to overthrow Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. also released a map of Russian military positions and detailed how officials believe Russia will try to attack Ukraine with as many as 175,000 troops. Experts credit the White House for declassifying intelligence and moving to rebut false claims before they're made, a so-called prebuttal that undercuts their effectiveness. This is VOA News. Omicron, the highly contagious coronavirus variant sweeping across the country, is driving the daily American death toll higher than during last fall's Delta wave, with deaths likely to keep rising for days or even weeks. The seven-day rolling average for daily new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has been climbing since mid-November, reaching 2,267 on Thursday and surpassing a September peak of 2,100 when Delta was the dominant variant. Now, Omicron is estimated to account for nearly all the virus circulating in the nation, and even though it causes less severe disease for most people, the fact that it is more transmissible means more people are falling ill and dying. Current and former staffers have accused the top director of the World Health Organization, or WHO, in the Western Pacific of racist, unethical, and abusive behavior that has undermined the UN Health Agency's efforts to curb the coronavirus pandemic. The allegations against Dr. Takeshi Kasai were laid out in an internal complaint filed in October and again in an email last week sent by unidentified concerned WHO staff to senior leadership and the executive board and obtained by the Associated Press. Two of the authors said more than 30 staffers were involved in writing it and that it reflected the experiences of more than 50 people. The internal complaint and the email described a toxic atmosphere with a culture of systemic bullying and public ridiculing. At WHO's Western Pacific headquarters in Manila, led by Dr. Kasai, director of a vast region that includes China and his home country of Japan. The AP also has obtained recorded snippets of meetings where Kasai is heard making derogatory remarks about his staff based on nationality. 11 former or current WHO staffers who worked for Kasai told the AP he frequently used racist language. The United Nations World Food Program says more than a third of the people in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region are suffering an extreme lack of food. The WFP said in a report released that families are exhausting all means to feed themselves, with three-quarters of the population using extreme coping strategies to survive. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.